Well, here at the National FFA Convention, one of the top priorities that the National FFA organization has identified has to do with hunger. And one of the booths here at the convention and expo has to do with the Hunger Games. Kind of a fun topic, but a pretty serious issue.
Absolutely. So here at the National FFA Convention, we're actually in booth Expo Booth 101. The theme for our booth is the FFA Hunger Games. And the purpose of this booth is a couple different things. One, we want to help educate our members, our advisors, our alumni, and everybody about the issue of hunger. But more importantly, we want to inspire them to take action. And that's where the whole Hunger Games theme came from. So while you're in our booth, you're actually in the training grounds where you're becoming physically active through participating in our obstacle course. You're also, through our archery program, taking aim at hunger. And then diving a little deeper and getting a little bit more real in that is helping our students think through about what skills they have that can help them address hunger in their local communities.
Now looking around here, right in front of us, we have some folks shooting at a target. Pretty fun there. Then there's an obstacle course over to our left. And just kind of all sorts of fun activities here. And like you said, hunger is one of those issues that is pretty serious to FFA chapters. And last year, you all set a goal that you actually exceeded.
We really did. So last year, between last year's convention and this year's convention, we challenged our FFA members, our state FFA associations, as well as our hunger sponsors to help us raise 2.5 million meals. And not only did we meet that goal, but we exceeded that goal by raising over 3 million meals this last year. And so because we exceeded that goal, we're like, our next step is what do you want to challenge our people to do next? And it really is. So this year, between this year's convention and next year's convention, we're challenging our members to raise 3.5 million meals. And we know that they can do it. We know that they're doing amazing things in their community. Things from something as simple as doing a canned food drive, which is great community service, to something more long-term, like service learning, where they're actually raising, whether it's protein or gardens, and harvesting those, and then donating them to people in need. So the entire gamut, we just want our members to know that they have the skills. Who better poised to really address hunger than our young FFA members, our future agriculture leaders? So we're really excited about this up-and-coming year and what our members are going to inspire us to do.
You started answering my next question, which had to do with the Hunger Heroes Challenge and kind of some of the things that these chapters can do to raise that food.
Absolutely. So we have had chapters who have done some really unique ideas, kind of using canned food goods as a food entry item. So in other words, here's a great idea. So one of our chapters held a Dodge Hunger event. So it was a dodgeball event, and the admission fee to get in was actually to donate 1 to 2 non-perishable food items, and all those items then went to the local food pantry. So something that's simple that every single chapter can do that can really make a difference.
Very good. Let the games begin here at the Hunger Games FFA booth at the National FFA Convention and Expo. That was Michelle Sullivan, and this is Bryce Duskett.